Today is September 8th, 1982, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Florence Knofsinger, who is a longtime resident of Tyler Park. We're in Louisville, Kentucky, and my name is Andrea McElderry. And we also have with us...
Mary Ann Edger.
Mrs. Knofsinger, could you tell us your full name, and would you mind telling us how old you are?
Oh, my full name is Florence Bickel Knofsinger, and I'm 92 and a half years old.
I hope I'm in such good condition. And I understand that you've lived in Tyler Park.
40, in Castlewood here, 49 years.
And before that, you lived on Edenside.
I lived on Edenside a few years.
Do you remember how long you lived on Edenside?
When I was a baby.
You were a year old, and then you were
1920?
12. Well, 12 years, but one of those years we spent abroad.
That was where abroad?
In France, Germany, England, Italy, and Sicily.
Was that very...
In Holland.
Oh, in Holland.
Uh-huh.
Was that very common at that time?
No, it wasn't, but my older daughter had just graduated from Atherton, said, "Mother, I'd rather go to Europe, spend a year in Europe, than to go to college. And I can study art and French over there and travel." So at first we thought that was ridiculous, but my older sister was going, and she and her husband were going for a year. So I thought, well, we'd know somebody else there in Paris where we stayed 6 months. So we really had a lot of fun. And quite a few Louisville people visited the same hotel the same time we were there.
Were there any other people from this neighborhood, from this general area that visited?
Over there at the time?
Yes.
No, Miss Muldoon was there, an hotel very near us, and so we saw her often.
Now, who's Mrs. Muldoon?
She lived on Cherokee Road, the same block where I was born.
So you were born on Cherokee Road?
On Cherokee Road, uh-huh.
And then did you grow up on Cherokee Road?
Yes, I lived there 29 years. After I was married, I lived there a few years. My husband and I, my first child was born while we lived there.
Really?
Then my father died and we moved. My mother sold the house and we moved downtown, just see how we liked it downtown for a year. But we liked the Highlands better, so then we moved back to the Highlands.
When you say downtown, do you mean what we now call Old
Well, Louisville? We lived in an apartment on Fort and Breckenridge for a year. That's where my second daughter, Mary Ann, was born.
Who's with us?
Mm-hmm. Who's with us now?
And why did you like the Highlands better?
Oh, most of my friends lived there, and we enjoyed Cherokee Park and Castlewood and the Highland neighborhood where I've grown up.
First you moved into Edenside. Was there any particular, did you just find a house?
Well, we moved there because we liked Tyler Park, thought it would be nice for the children, and we had such beautiful fireworks on the 4th of July, and we always gave a party, and we could see fine from our front yard, the fireworks, so in Tyler Park.
From Edenside you could
From Edenside.
Where, was it up toward the church?
No, it was in the first block. Let's see. They were right opposite Tyler Park, 1636.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few other friends there lived there too, across the street, the Boyd Martins, and Mary Lemon, Tyler, and her sister, Lucy. Forgotten Lucy's first name right now.
These were the people that lived
on the same block, right in my neighborhood. Yes.
Did you know the Shads? They moved in later. They live in the house right, the second house off Baxter.
No, right. I didn't know that.
So that was, you were there before their time?
Later, I suppose. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My senior Harrigan lived down, three doors down the street from us on Edenside.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Who?
My senior Harrigan.
Did he? Forgotten where he lived. Mm-hmm.
Philip was my classmate at St. James School.
So Frank Burke was a classmate
Frank
of yours?
Burke was
Now, who is Frank Burke?
He was mayor of Louisville.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Became mayor a few years ago.
Well, now, Monsignor Horgan is the Monsignor at St. James now?
Oh, he's back there, yes. He used to be the president of Bellarmine.
Oh, I see. So that was when he lived on Edenside, when he was the president of Bellarmine?
No, he grew up there.
Oh, he grew up there?
Yes.
Well, that's
on Edenside.
Went to school with you,
didn't he? We all went to St. James School.
That's right. I'm sorry.
At the same time.
Was one of the reasons that you moved, you said one of the reasons you moved was the park. Was St. James School one of the reasons?
Well, yes, she thought that was nice and convenient, too.
So both of your children then went to St. James?
Yes,
they both went there.
Mm-hmm. It was a good school, too. When I went to Highland Junior High, I was way ahead of the others, and I thought, hooray for St. James School. Their education was really superior.
What sort of classes did you, was it the basics that you took at St. James? Reading, writing, and arithmetic, as we'd say?
Yes, first eight grades. Mm-hmm. But I think they had high standing, and it seemed like more of a repeat when I went to junior high.
Yes.
The nines really drilled the spelling into us. You know. We had the spelling champions.
Oh, really? Okay. When was this? What year would you have started St. James? Do you remember?
1927.
Did most of the neighborhood children, your friends, go to St. James, or did a lot of them go to, I guess it would have been Bloom School?
Bloom. Well, I knew mostly the ones that went to school with me.
Right.
I don't remember many of the others.
Well, going back to Tyler Park, you said that you moved here for the fireworks. Also, were there organized activities for children?
Yes, they had classes over there and games, and all the children had a good time over there.
Do you know anything about plays that the children performed in Tyler Park?
The plays?
Wondering, were there children's plays that were performed?
No, I just can't remember. Later on, I know they had plays and different things.
Well, I remember when the stage was built.
Do you?
Is that still over there? Maybe they've torn that down.
Could you tell us about that? A bandstand or
a nice stone stage with restrooms beneath it. I believe they're gone now.
Yes.
That was really quite an attractive thing.
Oh, really? Where was that down in the lower side of the park? In this
on the
of
other
the
side of the tennis court, closer to the
Archtown Road side.
On the Archtown.
Well.
And that was, was that after you'd grown up that was built, or after you left the neighborhood?
No, when I was young. I don't remember what year. Mm-hmm. It was like an event watching that being built, and I do remember children running around there pretending, but I don't remember any real performances.
It was used more in play for the children, too.
I think so. I'm sure they use it for some, but I don't remember what formal events they had up there.
Well, I understand that there was a children's parade before the fireworks on the 4th of July. Do you?
I don't remember that, but I remember we had an orchestra for a party in the backyard. In our own backyard for
a
dance.
Oh, yes.
A
jug band. We had a jug band, and our friends danced on the grass. Oh, I think we had a tarpaulin put out to dance on.
A lot of Japanese lanterns in the backyard.
After the fireworks were over, went in the backyard and danced a jug band.
Did you do this every year?
No, we didn't do that every year. Uh-huh. But we did have company to watch fireworks every year.
Because you had such an ideal spot.
Yes.
Well, now, there are a lot of trees on Edenside between the houses and the park now. Were they there when you...
The trees?
Edenside? Yes, the trees along the park.
I think so. I just can't remember.
It was a row of shrubbery, bushes. When I was a child, it was really difficult to go through. That felt like it was a jungle. But now that's tall and clear. Maybe they do that so people couldn't hide in the bushes.
Oh, that could be. But the trees were there, too, and the bushes were under the trees?
I don't believe...
We didn't
have any
trouble seeing.
The trees were very low.
We were so high on the hill, our house was.
There weren't any tall trees.
The view was clear.
Right, well, I've seen pictures of the park probably from the 1910s, and there weren't any trees, and there were very few trees in the park, right, so I was wondering. Also, I understand at the fireworks displays they had speakers
The white what?
At the fireworks display, they usually had a politician or a speaker every year. Do you remember?
I can't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Then let's talk a little bit about shopping. When you first, well, you said you grew up in the Highlands and Cherokee Road, and you've lived on Edenside and then on Castlewood. So you've, where did you do your shopping when?
You don't mean for groceries, do you?
Yes.
Oh, it was a big grocery over on Bardstown Road at Highland Avenue.
There was a grocery store right at the corner of Baxter and Eastern Parkway. We always had, I used to walk up the alley. That was very convenient. The stores were always changing, but there was Cole's drugstore and a grocery next door to it.
We used to walk
the grocery. Yes, it was very
convenient. You mean when we moved here in this neighborhood?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant where I was
going. Well, in Cherokee. I wasn't clear.
Uh-huh.
So once you moved to Edenside and Castlewood, where did you do most of your grocery shopping?
Well, the A&P was on Bardstown Road above Winstead Drive. I've forgotten the name of that street right there. And then they moved over to the mall, but we would go there for groceries. Burger. Mr. Berger had a grocery at the corner of Bardstown Road and Edenside. That was our grocery. I've forgotten.
Is that where the Cleaners is now?
Yes, where the Cleaners is now, and he's over near the side entrance to Cave Hill.
Yes, right. He's on Berger. Now on Ray
but
and
we Winstead. Got our groceries there.
Uh-huh. Herberger's grocery store used to deliver to you every day.
Yes, Herberger's, yes. They were on Bardstown Road, and they delivered here.
There was also, I understand, a grocery store around Sherwood and Bardstown Road, but that was further than you would have.
Might have been, but gone. We dealt with the ones on the other side.
Well, let's go back to Baxter and Eastern Parkway, and you said that there was a grocery store on the corner there. Is that where the veterinary clinic and the paint store are now?
In that little group, there was a grocery store right at the alley. I remember going there. He trusted me to go up the alley to get a loaf of bread when I was very young. And there was a little shotgun house right next to the veterinarian. Maybe that little house is still there. There was a little sweet shop, you know, penny candies. I remember going up there often.
In the
shop? Liquid candy. A little old man. He was in his 80s, I'm sure. He used to operate a little candy shop there.
And that was out of the house, out of the shotgun house?
Mm-hmm.
Right. There, did that face on Baxter?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that may still be
I
there.
I believe it is, a little tiny white house.
And that was Penny Candy.
Penny Candy, well, that was fun.
And there was also, you said, a drugstore?
Cole's drugstore. Mr. Cole lives opposite Tyler Park. Do you remember Mr. Cole, Mother?
I remember him, but don't remember where he lived. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually that became a gas station, do you remember?
Yes, gasoline. That's where we got our gasoline.
And somebody told me that that was one of the first franchise gas stations, or one of the first gas stations in Louisville. Does that ring a bell with you at all?
One of the first ones?
One of the first gas stations.
No, I don't remember. Because I remember when I was born on Cherokee Road, and when the automobiles came and we got an automobile and we had the gas tank dug in our backyard. I mean, buried in our backyard, and we had our own gasoline.
This was on Cherokee Road?
When I lived on Cherokee Road. There weren't many gasoline stations that I remember then. We had our own.
Did somebody come and deliver the gasoline to your
yes,
tank?
Yes, they'd fill the tank, and our colored man, chauffeur would fill up the car from our own tank in our backyard on Cherokee Road, 1054 Cherokee Road.
That's rare. I didn't realize that. Was your family one of the first families to have a car?
Yes, we were. We were. And my chauffeur taught me how to drive later on. But my mother and father never did drive. We had three horses before we got the car. But then the horses were afraid of the automobile, so finally we got rid of the horses.
Did you, the horses were purely for pulling the carriage, or did you?
Well, I had my own horse that I rode horseback, and I had my own trap, Baby called it, and then we had a coupe, for the horses, for the horses.
That's the kind of horse?
Is that a kind
of, yes.
A carriage?
Coupe? There was a carriage with a coachman up in front. He sat outside on a seat up in front.
So a coupe then was a carriage which carried how many people?
We sat, two people sat inside, or three could. Then they had a little seat, a small seat, facing the seat where the children could sit.
How long did it take you to go downtown? Did you go downtown in the carriage?
Yes, we'd go downtown in it. One time my mother drove downtown by herself in the trap to shop at Stewart's. And the next morning when she woke up, she realized she'd forgotten. She met a friend and drove home with a friend, and the horse and carriage were still down on 4th Street. She'd forgotten about it.
No, I didn't know that.
And it was still there when she
I can't remember now if the police took it to the livery stable or not. But that, we felt so sorry for that hungry horse.
Yes, and standing all night.
Yes.
So your mother drove the carriage herself then? You didn't always have a coachman?
Yes.
But then she never learned how to drive the car?
No, she never drove the automobile.
What kind of a car was it? Was it a closed-in car?
I told you the other day, I remember the name of it. Pierce Arrow.
Oh,
we
yes.
bought from Mr. Bowman, Height Bowman. Or Pierce Arrows in those days. That was the biggest car.
And he was a car dealer?
Yes.
Where was his?
He lived at, his son later, Clifford Bowman, lived at the Puritan. He died a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Well then, so you had a car very early, and what did you do when you were growing up?
A pony when I was younger. Had a pony and a car.
And where did you ride that? On Cherokee Road?
On Cherokee Road.
In Cherokee Park, you knew every trail.
Oh, we'd drive out in the park. One day I took some friends out, and we picked a lot of wildflowers in Cherokee Park and had the prettiest bunch of flowers, and the policeman came on, said, "You can't pick flowers," and made us throw them away.
What else did you do in Cherokee Park when you were growing up?
Well, I played tennis a few times, but not often.
What did you wear to play tennis? Did you wear shorts?
No, I never heard of shorts. No, I wore a pretty long skirt.
Did you still play tennis when you moved over to?
No, I just preferred to my horse and horseback riding. But when I was little, of course, I had the pony. And one time, on a snowy in the winter, I had a sleigh. And so I was coming home one day all alone in the sleigh, and the sleigh got caught in the tracks and turned over, and the pony kept going on towards Bardstown Road, where I was about to turn into the alley, and a streetcar came and ran into the pony, and it suffered so that they had to shoot him right then. So it took me a long time to get over that shock.
Oh, yes. Do you remember how old you were when that happened?
I think I was about 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. So the streetcar was a power-driven streetcar. Now, do you remember the mule-drawn streetcars?
Well, I think I do, and I know they turned around at Cave Hill. Mm-hmm. That's as far as they came, and I was a young girl.
So you could, did you ever walk up and take the streetcar downtown?
Yes, I had a few times.
Did you ride your pony downtown?
No, I never drove the pony downtown, no.
Or later with the horses, then did you ride the
Yes, I
horses?
Would drive downtown sometime with the horse.
And with the carriage, or would you ride the horse?
No, I didn't ride the horseback, the carriage.
Oh, I see. And your pony, too, you had a cart? Or a carriage?
Yes, I had a pony cart, but I didn't drive the pony downtown.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's why you say drive, and I say road.
But I went to kindergarten down at Miss Hampton's school, which was on where Stewart's is now, on Walnut near 4th. And the carriage would come after the few children in the Highlands who went. And one day on the way home, I leaned over, put my little paper, to look at my paper, and it slipped, and I pushed on the door, and I fell out. Fortunately, the carriage didn't run over me, or I would have been killed.
Yes. Was when you went downtown to school, then Broadway was paved by then, or was that still a dirt road?
4th and Broadway.
Well, just Broadway, you would have gone, or 4th Street, or most of the streets downtown would have been paved by then.
Yes, I think it was paved.
And was Cherokee Road paved when you were young?
Cherokee Road. Oh, I remember when they got the asphalt street. I've forgotten what it was.
Maybe
dirt
it was
road
brick.
Before then, I imagine, or gravel.
Dirt.
I know I had a great big stone there, a stepping stone to mount my horse from, and a hitching post there. My older sister had a friend who came to see her often, a young man, and one day he was going to see somebody else, but his horse stopped at our hitching post just the same.
That's one disadvantage to
yes.
A horse.
A horse thought he was going there, but he was going to see somebody else that day.
Well, tell us about when you went to school then on 4th and Walnut, then the Seelbach was there. We've heard a lot about the Seelbach recently. Was that still a very fancy hotel?
Oh, yes, we enjoyed that later on. Yes, when I think I was grown by the time they built it. And we enjoyed that so much.
Didn't someone give you a debut party there? You told us the other night.
No, my debut party, I had the Pandendis, which was next to Stewart's at that time. And Macaulay Theater, a big dinner party, and then afterwards we went across the street to Macaulay's Theater.
Was that
I've forgotten the play. The play now, I think, was Maude Adams. Can't think what she played in. I shouldn't remember.
Mother has every theater ticket, every program I think she's ever seen upstairs. I say you save every theater program.
Oh, yes.
She throws nothing
them
away.
For a long time.
Well, that was
that's why she can't move.
okay, you said then you went to Mrs. Hampton's school, did you say?
Miss Hampton's school, yes.
And that
Miss
was
Hampton's
kindergarten.
School. They had kindergarten, but it went all the way up to college.
And you went there for the whole time?
No. Later I went to, then the Lucia Avenue School opened, and I went there in the first grade, the first year, public school, until I was old enough to go downtown. Then, when I was about 12 years old, then I went to Semple Collegiate School on 4th Street.
Oh, so that's the same
graduated from
which
there.
Is now on Glen Mary?
Well, later on they had that school. But it wasn't the same management. Miss Hampton was dead then. Miss Hamilton.
Miss Hamilton. Now you went. You said you went to her kindergarten.
It was Semple's started, and then
Semple's
she died,
sorry.
And Miss Hamilton took over. And she died, and then I forgot the name of the next woman.
And this was then later became Collegiate. Is that the
well
same
later? Yes. I don't think it was the same school. They were all dead then, but it took the name Collegiate.
At the same at 4th and Walnut?
No, it was at 4th near Oak Street. No, that was different from Hampton. No, that was different entirely.
That's a different school. Mm-hmm. And was the Macaulay on Broadway? Has that always been, or you said that was on 4th Street?
No, it was on Walnut, the first Hampton. School was on 4th and Walnut, on Walnut near 4th. And then Semple Collegiate was on 4th near Oak Street, between St. Catherine and Oak.
How did you get to 4th and Oak Street?
Well, I got there on the streetcar.
So was there an Oak Street streetcar?
No, we had to go on the 2nd streetcar and then walk. From 2nd and St. Catherine, I think, over to 4th Street, and that out half a block.
And I did you, from your house on Cherokee Road, you took the streetcar that went down Broadway?
Yes, went down Broadway, and we transferred out Second.
Second Street. And then you said when you moved here, there was a streetcar that came out Barrett Avenue.
Yes, and it turned around.
Down
at Castlewood Avenue, on Valley Road.
Yes.
Valley Road.
I believe that's still city property today. There's a little park.
Oh.
Now, when you moved to Castlewood, were all of these houses here, or was?
No. This house and the two next doors, the Normans and Ms. Norman's father, Dr. Fulton, and Ms. Fulton lived next door to them. The same architect built them all three.
Was this a new house when you moved?
No, the house was, I expect, nearly 10 years old when I bought it, when we bought it.
Mr. Bradsby had owned it before.
Yes.
The basement was full of baseball bats all chopped up for Kennenwood. Hillary and Bradsby bats.
There wasn't a good one left in the pile, though.
Did you play baseball when you were young?
No, I wasn't very athletic.
So I gave the last bat to a great-grandchild of mine recently.
Oh, that's very nice. An old Louisville
yes.
Slugger. Right?
Yes.
Did when you moved here to this house, you said there weren't. Did you know that this area was developed by General Castleman?
Yes, I did. He lived here on Hill Road in back of us.
Did he live here year-round, or did he live
here
in the summer?
No, I don't think he did. He just had that house.
Because I had understood that was his summer residence.
Yes.
Well, also this area was, when he developed it, he restricted the deeds. Did you know that? That all of the houses that were built here had to cost at least $6,000.
How much?
$6,000.
No, I didn't remember that. Oh, I did. And they were all pretty houses. Oh, $6,000, my.
And they couldn't have any outbuildings. They couldn't have any chicken
no.
sheds or anything.
No.
So, do you remember, or were you aware of how much this house cost when you did buy it? If you don't mind telling us, you don't remember.
No.
It was more than $6,000.
Oh, yes, lots more than that.
When you moved here, and maybe Mrs. Edger can tell us more, getting back to Tyler Park, I know that a lot of children now use the, go sledding in Tyler Park, but I understand that people used to also use the hill on Castlewood before it was built up. Did you?
No, I just remember the park. It was very busy then. Mm-hmm. Bonfire was fun. I think I remember this street being gravel at one time, and I think I remember a horse. Lots of horses used to go by. One of them got stuck on the spikes of the fence. That was tragic. I remember trying to get him off. But the sledding, I remember just nearly freezing to death. I wasn't much of an outdoors person. But
they had a bonfire, though,
bonfire.
During the sledding.
Oh, it was, great fun. Everybody loved snow.
Who made the bonfire? Just local people?
Children, I guess. I don't know. The fathers probably brought to. I don't remember who provided the logs, big logs.
Did you ever go beyond Barrett at all to play?
No.
Do you remember what was over in that direction, where the Medical Arts Building is now? And
just pretty houses, I think. I didn't venture that far. Except when I went to U of L, I drove down Eastern Parkway.
Was there a streetcar on Eastern Parkway? Or how did you get, or you had
a car?
I had a car. By then.
Shared with mother.
Well, let's get back to, we were talking earlier about shopping on Bardstown Road, and you said there was a grocery on the corner of where the Cleaners is now on Edenside and Bardstown Road. Do you remember any of the other shops that would have been along
well,
there?
Well, Ehrman's, had that shop on Bardstown Road for many years. When I was a girl, Ehrman's were there. And
was
we'd
that?
Order a quart of ice cream, and they'd send it right over to us.
They would
deliver
ice
just
cream?
A quart of ice cream.
Now, Ehrman's, I think, was down toward Highland Avenue?
Yes.
When you were going
near Grinchester Drive. When I lived there, though, it was called Daisy Lane. And we'd go over there when we were children, buy a penny's worth of, 5 pennies worth of candy.
This was
pick them out, each one.
At Ehrman's,
years ago.
What other stores did you go to when you were growing up? Do you remember?
Well, in the Highlands, the only store I remember, a drugstore, was on the corner of Bardstown Road and Highland Avenue. Mr. Miller's drugstore.
What about movies? I understand there were a couple of movie theaters.
Yes, there was a movie right in back of us on Cherokee Road. We lived on Cherokee Road, and the movie was on Bardstown Road. And we had a cousin my age visiting us from Nashville. And one night she got locked in the bathroom. She couldn't unlock the door. So she climbed out the window, and we had a shed there over the back over the kitchen, and she clung to the bricks and walked over to the next window, which was in a bedroom, and my brother put out a chair for her to step on so she could get back up, and he pulled her up into that room. But in the meantime, the movie was
visit again here, and this is side two, reviewing Mrs. Florence Knopfsinger, September 8, 1982. My name is Andrea McElderry, and also Mrs. Edger, Marianne Edger, is with us.
Are you just starting now?
No, this is just the second side, in case the first side got erased or something, we'd have all this information. Now, you were telling me about your mother grew up on a plantation in Tennessee. Could you tell me that story again, and about how your father met her?
She was born in 1955, and the Civil War 1855. The Civil War was over in 1865. She remembers one day during the war when they brought in a soldier, Yankee soldier, and cut his. They put him up on the square piano and cut his leg off. There wasn't any hospital near, and that was such a shock to her.
And this plantation was a very large?
Yes, 1,000. Grandfather owned 1,000 acres of land in Giles County and had 100 slaves.
And excuse me.
When the older son, Lee Reynolds, went off to war, one of the slaves accompanied him. And later on, he was wounded and the slave carried him home.
Did they keep the plantation after the Civil War?
Yes. Well, after my grandfather died, they sold the place. I can't remember exactly how long that was, when that was.
Didn't General Sherman camp on their property, eat all their food?
That's one of the family stories.
Can't remember that.
Use it as a house as a hospital.
Did you ever visit the plantation? Did you ever visit the plantation?
Yes, I remember one time visiting there. And I was very young.
Did you like it?
Yes, I thought that was fine.
What did you ride? What did you do while you were there?
Well,
did you ride
I just can't remember.
And how did you went by train?
Yes, we went by train. I know there's just one train a day, and we had to get up about 2 o'clock in the morning to catch the train to go home.
Now, your father, what did your father do?
Well, he was a salesman, and he met my mother in Nashville at her sister's. He was married then and lived in Nashville, and he thought she was the most beautiful girl he'd ever seen. So they married later and were married at the sister's house in Nashville, Miss Hancock, Amelia Hancock.
Was your father from Louisville?
Yes. Raised in Louisville.
What did his father do? Do you know anything about
his... I can't remember. His father was born in Germany.
And moved
here? He was really born in Germany, too. Came over when he was 5 years old.
And then you said that he worked for a cigar company?
Yes, he went to Cuba and studied tobacco, and then opened a factory of his own and made cigars.
Havana cigars. And what then did he later own the company? Or
yes, he started that factory. Yes.
So he started out as a salesperson.
Yes.
And that was when
he met your brother. Yes.
And then it was after they were married that he found that he started the cigar factory. Do you know?
No. I'm not sure when he started. Well, I think he must have had it then. Yes.
I see. And where was it located in Louisville?
On Main Street, 526 West Main Street, which is very popular business neighborhood at that time. Carter Dry Goods Store was across the way, and David Hat Firm made hats, I think. I can't think the name exactly. Byers, I think, was the name of it. But now, Main Street has come back, like it was in those days. Very popular now.
This is, are the buildings that the factory was in, are they still standing?
Yes, it's still standing. He also owned the building next to it. They were all, had common walls. That building did. You know what I mean.
Do you know what it's used for today?
What?
Do you know what the buildings are used for today?
Someone said there's a restaurant in one of them, but I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm. So, were there other, I don't know if you'd know this or not, but was this the only cigar factory in Louisville?
I think so.
And then your parents, you said you were born on Cherokee Road.
Yes.
Right. Where did they, but Cherokee Road was fairly new. Did they live, do you know where they lived before they moved to
Cherokee Road? Well, I was born there, but before I was born there, they lived in the next block, in the 1100 block. And then they bought this old house and added to it. And my father and mother had 7 children, but... when I was 2 years old, my 4-year-old sister died. And later on, when my sister, who was 9 years older than I was, died when she was 21. And then when I was a little girl, 5 years old, my baby sister, who was 9 months old, died. So 4 of us grew up. But I'm the only one living.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, a friend of mine gave a dinner party, and she lived on 3rd Street, Francis Dick. And later we went over the Coliseum skating rink at 4th and Hill. Oh, it's one of our guests was Eris Knopfsinger. She wanted me to meet him. Well, we had such a good time at the party and skating, and we became very good friends. And a few years later, I married him.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 21. Married him 5 years later.
And then you moved in with your parents?
Yes.
Was this common in those days for people
to stay with their parents? Yes, it was. My father and mother wanted us to live with them because they had such a great big house. So we did, until my father died.
Now, when your parents first lived on Cherokee Road when you were young, did you have city water and indoor plumbing?
Yes, we had city water, but it was so muddy that you couldn't even see your hands when you washed. And we had a filter, though, in the butler's pantry, which filtered the water for us to drink. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. How many servants did you have?
We always had three servants and a laundress. A laundry and servants' quarters across the back of the property.
Mm-hmm. And are those still there today?
They were torn down this summer. So I rode down the alleys just to see, and I just couldn't get over the difference. It looked so different.
It would make a big difference. Yeah. When did you first have electricity? Did you have electricity on Cherokee Road?
Yes, I remember the gas light. We lighted by gas lamps, and I remember when we got electricity. I remember that.
Was about how old were you? Do you remember?
Well, I can't remember. I must have been about 10 years old. I can't remember.
And then when you moved to Tyler Park neighborhood, then you would have had the water and the
electricity. Oh, yes, we had everything later on Cherokee Road.
So, did you...
I remember we had a picket iron fence in the front. The houses there had picket iron fence. And during the First World War, they took it down, said it wasn't, and we wanted to be, said it was patriotic to have them made into bullets, I suppose, or cannons or something. They used it for the war.
So that was donated then?
Everybody there had them taken down.
Did you come to the Tyler Park fireworks started in 1915 during World War I. Did you come to see the fireworks when you were young?
What year were they started?
They started in 1915 during World War I.
And yes, I was
I'm
sure
if
I
when
did.
You were
yes,
young,
uh-huh,
that your
uh-huh,
family
uh-huh,
came over
uh-huh,
to see
yes,
them.
Yes, yes.
But you don't remember, do you remember any specific time that your family came over to look at the fireworks?
No, I can't remember that exactly.
Now, you were telling me...
But I know we used to go to Fountain Fair to see fireworks.
Now, where is Fountain Fair?
That was a big amusement park down on the river. Way down the end of Market Street, the end of the car line, was Fountain Ferry. And a friend of mine who's still living, my age, who lives in Lexington, her father was a First Baptist preacher at the Highland Baptist Church, and she lived on the corner of, they lived on the corner of Cherokee Road and Highland Avenue, across from now there's a library across from it, and an old ladies' home next to where that property is. And she says she remembers when Mr. Bickle, as she called him, gave each child, a group of my friends, got the maid to take us on the streetcar down to Fountain Ferry to ride on all the amusement things, the roller coaster and merry-go-round, all those things, and she just never forgot that.
You were telling me that your father and your family donated the Daniel Boone statue.
Yes, my father
to Cherokee Park.
They that Ina Daniel, a noted sculptress in Louisville, designed it, and it was in the World's Fair, and it was so beautiful. My father admired it so, and the Filson Club asked if anybody, any of the members, anybody in Louisville, was willing to have it done in bronze and donate to the city of Louisville, and my father said yes, he'd be glad to. So he donated to the city of Louisville. At that, it was placed up on the hillside in Cherokee Road, between Eastern Parkway and Second Pavilion, I think, and Hogan's Fountain, Second Pavilion at that time. But later on, the trees around it grew so big, it hid it. But the vandals knocked it over one night, and it knocked it all the way down the hill into the road. And then the city moved it and put it in the circle at the head of the entrance to the park on Eastern Parkway.
And I believe that when it was first set up, did you unveil it or when it
No, my little niece unveiled it then. She was just 5 years old, and I was 12, and my sister thought it'd be nice if the little girl unveiled it. But later on, when they moved it, Mayor Calga asked me if I would unveil it, so I did.
So you had your chance.
Yes.
When you said the World's Fair, did you mean the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904? Or do
I
you
think
remember
it was in
World's
Chicago.
The Chicago World's
I
Fair.
I think it was.
So
Chicago.
That was in the 1920s, I think, right?
So,
does that sound about right that your father would have bought the statue? Does it sound right that your father bought the statue in the 1920s? No. It would have been
had
much
it
earlier
made,
than that. Yeah.
Let me see. Helen was 7, and how would she would be, she was 7 years younger than I was. How old were 14?
Well,
and
you said
I'm
you
92.
Were 12.
14 from 92. What year is that? Four from.
Well, anyway, you said you were 12 when the statue was unveiled.
About 1903
or something? I think I was.
1903.
What?
1903 or 4. You said your father belonged to the Filson Club.
Yes.
That is now, has a lot of historical records.
Yes.
And is interested. Was your father interested in history? Or
yes, he always belonged to it. Mm-hmm. He was a friend of Colonel Durrett, who started it, I think.
Do you know anything about General Castleman's statue, which is now on...
Yes, I remember later it was put up there.
So that was put up after...
After
my
father.
Statue.
After your... just a few years later.
When, getting back now to Tyler Park neighborhood, I'd be... interested in, you've lived here now, you said, for, well, really a total of over 60 years, right? 61 years on Edenside and Castlewood. What do you think is the most dramatic change in the neighborhood since you first moved here?
Well, just so many houses have been built on this street since. Every lot has been sold and a pretty house built here. And the bus goes by our house now. It used to stop. Did I say this before?
No.
At Barrett Avenue. It used to turn around at Barrett Avenue. Now they've extended it and goes further out.
Was the streetcar replaced by a bus that turned around at Barrett Avenue, and then they extended the line on up Castlewood?
Yes.
When you moved to Edenside, were all of the houses on Edenside, was that block full?
No, most of them were there. Mm-hmm. Most of the houses were there then.
There must have been, like Castlewood now is a very busy street that it's uncomfortable to walk along.
Yes, just one lane going down.
Yes. Do you remember when...
And the people ride the bicycles, but they usually have to get off of them and walk the rest of the way to... to Baxter.
Yeah, coming up.
Every day I see them. Uh-huh. Get tired.
Coming
or they get to the top of the hill.
Yeah. You think it's that, and also, were there many bicycles on Castlewood when you first moved here? When you first bought your house?
I think maybe everybody had a bicycle.
Did you have a bicycle?
No. My daughter did, but I didn't. Oh, when I was young, I had a bicycle, but not after I grew up.
This was after the horses were
before
sold.
Before I moved here.
So when you moved here, were there many cars along Castlewood?
Yes. My husband and Ronald grandchildren later on would sit on the front porch and count the cars that it would go by. But now there's so many they couldn't begin to count them. And there used to be quite a few wrecks right at my corner before we had the light. But now they're not. They're very few.
Wasn't Daddy very helpful at the time of accident?
He would get out there sometime for fun and direct traffic, just for fun. And one day, not too long ago, a woman rang my bell and I let her in, and she said, "Oh, may I use your phone?" Said someone just ran into me and I'm about to have a baby. May I call the hospital? So I said, well, yes, indeed. So she called the hospital, and they came up and got her and took her right to the hospital. where she had her baby. And later on, the husband sent me a delicious box of candy.
Oh.
An appreciation.
Yes. The light, do you have any idea when they put up the traffic light here on Castlewood and Baxter?
I've forgotten the exact year now, but I know it was over 20 years ago. Because I think the little boy had just moved there. I think the Normans moved soon. A little over 20 years ago, I think. But it's a big help.
Now, you would have lived here during the Depression. Did that affect your husband's business very much?
No, the Depression, that's when we went to Europe. It was in 31.
Yes.
And my husband said, well, I don't think I'd make much money this year anyhow by staying home, so we might as well go and let the head salesman run the business.
Now, what kind of business did your husband have?
Realtor. He later on was president of the real estate board. And the automobile club, little automobile club.
Did he sell houses all over the city?
All over the city, yes.
And was the name of the company Knopfsinger? Was it named after
him?
Yes. You know what the name
was? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it was named
Everest Knopfsinger.
Everest.
Some of his friends called him Neverest, though, instead of Everest. And a friend of mine called this place Mount Everest.
Oh.
Have you done most of the gardening around this house?
Yes, I planted. I had 100 different kinds of plants in my front yard because I love flowers. And I go out 3 or 4 times a day just to look around, see what's coming up.
Who cuts the bushes, Mother, at the triangle there, so you can see to come around the corner in Tyler Park?
Huh?
Do you cut the bushes on the park?
Oh, yes, and nobody's looking. About once every 6 weeks I go and cut the bushes. As they grow so high, people can hardly see to turn around the corner.
Well,
they grow so tall that it blocks the view and it's dangerous. And somebody passed, stopped for the stop sign and said, lady, why don't you get the city to do that? And I said, oh, I love it. Myself.
Well, I'm sure the Neighborhood Association would be delighted to know that they have help.
I miss that we used to have concerts real often during the summer. We don't have them often anymore.
But they were they held on this side of the park?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When Harry Curry was living, he was, I believe, a head of the Musicians Association, which is up here on Bardstown Road next to the church, I think. He would conduct them.
What kind of bands?
What
kind of music? Is it just a brass band?
Was a brass band?
Playing popular music?
No,
popular
violins.
Songs? Violins?
You know, like the Louisville Orchestra, just not that big.
And they played classic, then what
yes,
would they call
yes,
classical
beautiful
music?
Concerts. Uh-huh.
Oh, that would be lovely.
He was a violinist.
Uh-huh. Well, that was probably on the stage on the other side.
Yes, they did. Was a stage on the other side of
yes,
that time?
Yes, the stage was.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. It was on the other side, the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Then later, they moved it here. They built this rest house here.
Yes.
And had them. They had them there now.
Did were these on Sunday afternoons?
Or night? Or night?
Afternoon.
No, in the afternoon, I think. Because I think they were on Sunday afternoons.
Now I understand.
People could park on the street then. They don't allow it anymore. At least I never see anybody park on the bridge there.
On Baxter. Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's just too much traffic.
I think so.
Did people used to park on Castlewood?
No, they can't park on Castlewood, but they did park there.
On the bridge. There was always a lot of excitement under the bridge.
But they parked on
the
other side.
The night even, screams. I remember that from my childhood.
Do you know what, just boys that were playing there? Or?
No, I think young ladies. and someone even dumped a woman's body in the front yard one time.
In your front yard?
Yes, and people have found drunks lying in the bushes a lot.
And one time I went out my front yard and I found a pocketbook with the glasses in it and a woman's calling card, but no money. So I called up the woman, and she came over and was so glad to get her pocketbook back and her glasses, although her money was missing.
Even found a cow in the front yard once. We don't know how it got there.
Well, there used to be a dairy farm up by the Medical Arts Building. You don't suppose it came from there, do you?
Well, it could have.
When you said all this was happening, the noise under the bridge, was that in the, how long ago would that have been? In the 40s?
My early childhood.
30s?
It always has happened.
So maybe the neighborhood's really a little quieter now than it was then.
I think a light was added that helped.
Oh, yes.
To illuminate the bridge.
So that was the... well, now there was a period when at least a lot of people were moving out to the suburbs in the 1950s. Did that affect Castlewood very much?
No, I don't think so. Castlewood, I think, is the oldest suburb in the Highlands.
And people pretty much remained stable. They didn't want to move out to the
And most
suburbs.
People have lived here until they died.
Mm-hmm. And then people have come. More Did you ever think of leaving and moving out further out? In
no, Lincoln? No. I think maybe I'll stay here till I die. I'll get incapacitated.
You said you liked it here because you grew up here. Is that the main reason?
No, I didn't really grow up here, but my children did.
Your children, uh-huh.
No, I just love it.
I think the children all like this house, too, and the grandchildren.
I think we're just about out of tape here, so why don't we end here and...